For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Somebody's favorite radio program.
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Hello, everybody. It is a freaky deaky Friday, Harry Mays. We finally made it to Friday, another week in the books. We have sports, but we have the lead story. Because coming up this hour, Mike Golic in his first appearance since his last show.
Wow. How about that picture?
I know.
Of the whole family.
We will have that.
Yeah.
Mike Golic will join us in a couple of minutes, but the big story on Action News is the Major League Baseball is now officially the infected. If you've ever watched The Walking Dead, you know what happens. You get infected. And now Major League Baseball, the infection continues to spread, Harry. Now no baseball, not just in Philadelphia, not just in Miami, not just in Washington, not just in Toronto. Well, there hasn't been baseball. Seven former Phillies are on the Marlins. They're not going to play till Monday. The Phillies aren't either. And now the Milwaukee Brewers. Their home opener tonight, Harry.
Man.
In Milwaukee. Postponed because several members of your St. Louis Cardinals have tested positive for the Rona, Harry.
Yeah, they say at least two. And right. They can't give out the names, but they are pitchers.
Pitchers.
Yes.
So there you have it. And now I'm awaiting the let's shut down baseball crowd to get active, Harry.
I know, but I tell you, though, you know, the more this thing, you know, sort of ripple effects and things, you know, you start, what happens if another team this weekend tests positive? And then they got cancel their games. At some point, they might have to pause the season. I'm not saying just scrap it for good, but they might have to put it on pause.
I'm going to wait for Dr. Fauci to make the decision. He, after all, has his own baseball card and is the only one eminently qualified to determine the future of Major League Baseball. He's got a card, Harry.
He does.
He feels like DiMaggio and all the other great Yankees who had baseball cards because he's a New York Yankee fan, Harry.
No, he's a Nationals fan, I thought.
I think he's from New York, though.
Yeah, but
he's a Nationals fan.
He poses as a Nationals fan.
Well, because
he's a poser.
Because where he works, the National Institute of Health, for the last 40 years, it's
back
based
off,
in D.C.
I'm a scientist.
Exactly right.
Well, you got a DM from Ruben Amaro Jr., whom we had on yesterday, who said, baseball could be screwed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So how are we feeling? I mean, listen, we're overly optimistic on this show, okay? That's
no,
first
we
and
deal
foremost.
With facts.
I don't
we
know about overly facts. Optimistic.
No,
we want to be optimistic.
We want to,
we
deep to
believe,
our core.
Just like in the X-Files, we want to believe.
Exactly. But here's the reality now. More and more is happening, and we know how baseball's been handling this or not handling it. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin, feel free to chime in with your thoughts as well. How do you feel now today about baseball continuing on and finishing the season?
You know what? It doesn't really matter to me.
You don't
because
care.
The NBA was
we
back last
go,
night.
Baby. Exactly right.
NBA. There you,
you
go,
talk
Harry.
About a debut with a doubleheader of just NBA action.
Oh, I love it.
Exactly right. All right, that's your NBA coverage for the that's your NBA minute.
That's it.
But I got more baseball news to get to. How about Anthony Rizzo? People were ripping Anthony Rizzo off the Cubs last night, who's a cancer survivor. Remember, Anthony Rizzo is a cancer survivor. The Cubs are sitting in their dugout waiting for a game that never was played because it was raining. And he justifiably, people were ripping him, calling him names on Twitter. Hard to believe that would happen.
That
this
doesn't
day and
happen
age.
On Twitter, Tony.
Anthony Rizzo.
It's not Twitter style.
Ripped the MLB because the players were sitting around for 8 hours in a clubhouse, and they knew that this game wasn't going to be played. And then he purposely mocked the MLB, said, I'm looking through the 113-page diagram here to say where it's okay for guys to huddle up in a dugout. And then because it's raining, they have to go underneath into the clubhouse where there's not a room. There's not enough room for all these guys to socially distance. So that's a legitimate question from a player who's concerned.
Yeah.
Players should be concerned.
I thought these guys were going to, if they're not in the starting lineup or currently, you know, playing the game, they were supposed to be scattered throughout the stadium.
Yes, but when it's raining, Harry, and it's outside, they can't be sitting in the rain.
Well, there's overhangs.
That's
they
not
sit
what you do to
there.
Them. These are the players. These
stay
aren't
the
scrapper
clubhouse.
Fans. But they wanted to stay in the clubhouse. When all of the players will go to the clubhouse, the coaches and everybody involved, there's not enough room, and they're sitting around for 8 hours in a clubhouse. That's his point. That's not safe, especially if you're a cancer survivor. So I'm not going to rip Anthony Rizzo.
No, I'm not ripping him either.
By the way, Mike Trout's now on paternity leave, so
yeah,
he left the Angels.
Out.
He knows that his wife is due any day now, and he's going to come back. He has to sit out. There's no more than 3 days, apparently. So she's due on Monday, I think.
Right.
So he's not going to be with the Angels this weekend as they play. And the Angels are off to a pretty slow start.
Yeah, they are. But so he gets like 3 days paternity leave.
Exactly.
And then he has to quarantine again, doesn't he, to come back?
No, apparently if he doesn't test positive, he doesn't have to go through the quarantine, what I read this morning.
All right.
So Mike Trout's already being tested all the time because he's got a pregnant wife at home.
Well, will baseball be there for him when he comes back?
Who do I look like, Dr. Fauci? And by the way, people ripping me for ripping a doctor – I believe there were a bunch of doctors who had a news conference the other day, all frontline doctors, and they were banned from the internet.
All right, yeah,
so
that
don't
was
give me
scrubbed.
This crap. Yeah, there were doctors who actually served patients on the front line, and they were scrubbed from the internet by the Nazis who run social media in this country.
And people who actually retweeted that stuff, I think they had their accounts shut down
temporarily.
You know, was one of those people?
Was it you?
No, I didn't retweet that. It was one of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Mills, the Green Goblin.
That's right.
He retweeted it, and now all of the same strapper fans who would be out there kissing his butt in a parking lot asking for his autograph are now turning on this guy. How dare you, Jalen Mills? How dare you retweet doctors? How dare you? They've been banned from the internet. Don't you understand? They're misinformation. But Dr. Fauci talking out of his pie hole about the same thing and change his mind every 3 days because he's got a baseball card. I'm supposed to listen to everything. Now we got to wear goggles. I don't trust anybody. That's the bottom line here.
Where's your mask, by the way?
I didn't put it on today. Couldn't breathe. I can't breathe. I have that mask for later on.
Okay.
Jesus. By the way, there's breaking news now. There were odds on Harry Mays today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
Because it's a Friday.
Yeah.
And because Harry's a big golf fan and because it was raining, you didn't play today, right, Harry?
No, I didn't play. I wasn't scheduled to play today.
Oh, you weren't scheduled to play.
No, tomorrow and Sunday.
But if you were scheduled to play an early round on a Friday, would you have played in the inclement weather?
Probably not.
Okay, just checking.
No.
People were wondering whether you would wear the white belt, bust out the white belt. Because,
no,
you know, that was a big thing in golf. Everybody was wearing white
belts.
Well,
I wear one.
I have one on
Thursday. I wore one on Thursday, but I don't wear it to the show. I don't wear a belt to the show.
Why not, Harry?
Because I'm more relaxed. I'm casual.
You know? Not at all.
I don't
need
have
the
to
flexibility.
Tuck in.
Gotcha.
I have to tuck in to play golf. I don't have to tuck here. You know what I'm saying?
I tuck it in, but that's when I go out to parties and stuff, so people don't know who I am and I get all dressed
up. We don't have the tuck rule here.
No, we don't. Meanwhile, we got a lot of football, too. Andrew Siciliano, right from the NFL Network, will join us coming up in the next hour. Antonio Brown has been now finally – they finally gave him the justice he's been waiting for so he can sign with the team. And if he does, he'll have to sit out the first 8 games. Baseball – nailed him for conduct detrimental to the league because of the actions. That doesn't mean he's going to jail. That means that they're saying you have to sit the first 8 games of the National Football League season.
Well,
so that's all he wanted. He wanted them to give him a decision.
And that's all the teams wanted that might have interest in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And so now the big question is, should the Eagles sign Antonio Brown? 2-1-5.
6-1-0. Is that what we're doing? Are we putting up a poll?
We may have to put up a poll today, by the way. We have to give a shout-out to our couch guy today. People are wondering.
Yeah.
He was in a car accident today on his way in from New Jersey on 295, Harry.
Yeah.
And so he's
going that's to a bad road.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, he was T-boned, and the ambulance took him to the hospital. So we're all praying for him. He sounded pretty out of it when I talked to him. Nothing seems to be broken, nothing major that we know of right now. But just to be sure, he is being taken care of, and we are going to take care of him no matter what. So.
Absolutely. So he's going to the hospital to get checked out. His car wasn't totaled, luckily, and he wasn't seriously hurt. And so shout out to the couch guy. We want everybody to know, because the couch is empty.
The couch is empty,
all of a sudden, there's an empty couch, Harry.
Yeah, that'll be empty until Pat Kinnean comes over with the vodka, and then he'll have a
full spread.
Right, he'll just lay down.
Yeah, we'll have more room to put out the cranberry, the pineapple, the gin, right. All of Robin's new fancy mixes that she ordered from Amazon. Oh, wow. How about that?
You know, it does. You know, we were talking about how this week was kind of going slow, but now that we've gotten to Friday,
yeah.
And you think back to last Friday's shenanigans,
yeah.
That kind of has been a fast week.
Yes, it has.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And listen, I'm nobody's more excited to have baseball games going on.
Right.
Nobody's more excited to have the NBA back. Hockey starts tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, and now all the gambling places are going to make money again.
Mm-hmm.
That people are going to be able to bet on legitimate games, not looking for things in Ukraine and all that other stuff, Harry. I mean, that was cashing, too. You know,
we got
UFC again this weekend. There's so much going on now, mm-hmm. And that's what we want as fans. That's our job. Our job is to sit here and tell you, I hope there's no more sports, folks. I'm worried about your safety because that's what you have to listen to me. I know more than doctors and I know more than scientists. So I'm the one who's the final arbiter. I usually listen to two people before I determine whether or not sports is safe. Dr. Fauci and Peter King.
Mm.
Those, to me, are my two go-to guys on what I'm supposed to do. I even put the full mask on yesterday.
I know.
To start the show. To show you how much I listen to Dr. Fauci. You know what I'm saying?
People are asking how Conlon could have gotten T-boned.
That was my question.
Yeah, from what little I gathered and from some of the photographs, I think what happened, he had photos of his car, is that other cars got into an accident, spun, and then spun into him. I think that that's what happened, but not sure.
All right, so we hope he's okay, and we'll check in with him. But Mike Golic's going to come up next. I talked to Mike a lot.
He was trending on Twitter today.
I know, you know it was. The
Golic name.
And so, you know, we've been talking. Mike was the first guest when we launched the show on Sirius XM. And interestingly enough, Harry, coincidence, he now will be the first guest on the same day of his last show at ESPN Radio.
Wow.
How about that, Harry? Coincidence?
Pretty impressive.
I think not. By the way, we're getting hearing reports now that the hospital food where Couch Guy is going is better than the NBA bubble food. So at least he has that going for him. Huh. And hopefully he's okay, the Couch Guy, the great Conlon Farrell. So we'll talk about him later on. We'll get an update on that. Plus, Mike Golic. If you watch the end of it, I didn't see the actual live show. We will play the final 3 minutes of Mike Golic's show with his entire family there. I get emotional because I know Mike a long time. I work with him. And so that was an emotional moment, watching that family from when they were young, when they all went to Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
The whole family. And I remember going to the house when the kids were all young, and his wife posted the picture of the family when they first went to Connecticut, and then the final show today, all grown up. Paying tribute to Mike and a great career at ESPN.
Golic's got a nice beard.
Yeah, he's got a beard going.
His beard looks pretty good.
I got to ask him if he's going to grow a mullet, too.
Yeah.
We found out about Mitch Williams. We're going to find out why Mike.
That was huge news yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It broke the internet. We broke the internet yesterday, Harry. Hashtag Couch Guy Strong. That's the hashtag today, Harry.
Okay.
Hashtag is Couch Guy.
He was playing golf this morning.
I know
that's the last I saw him.
Yeah,
in
he was in a great mood.
That's why you don't go out and play golf when you got a show to come to. Jesus. Mike Golic will join us next. Andrew Siciliano. It's another reunion show. And then later on, Eitan Shander.
Yeah, he might be calling in from the golf course, too.
Where else would he call in from?
I know.
He got married. We had the live rehearsal. We will have Eitan also later on today. So stick around. We're just getting started. It's Friday. It's Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, the whole gang. It's Sirius XM 211.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that White Rose in...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronic store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your power. Beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts, and don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
No, there'll be no masked debate today, or there will be no goggle talk. We're talking sports because we have a lot of sports. Well, we have other updates, too. We have a Joe Pesci update.
Yeah.
We'll have a Curtis Strange golf update, Trader Joe, and an Ellen DeGeneres show update. Not DeGeneres.
I was reading some of that today.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. Not her, but
no,
apparently
no.
Her staff.
Right.
She'll get away with this. She'll just say, I didn't really know anybody. But meanwhile, I see he's online on his wife's iPad. Should we bring him in or should we have him hold on so I can play the fitting tribute?
Hold on just a second. You talk to him because he's getting in the room.
In the room?
Yes, in the room.
Is he up in the bubble in Canada in the room, Harry?
We got an update to detail what's going on in Edmonton, too, later in the show.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But a man who joins us now, and I'm honored because I've been talking to him, you know, about coming on the show. We had him on a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
We had him on our first show when we started the SiriusXM 211.
April the 6th.
And then today was Mike Golic's last day at ESPN Radio. He's not gone from ESPN because he's going to do college football if there is college football.
We hope there is.
We hope there is, too. But Mike, yesterday I said, Mike, we got to get you on tomorrow. It's your last show. You know, and I know it's going to be an emotional day, and all these different ESPN stations. ESPN Cleveland did an interview, and all the other ESPN stations where Mike Golic was on, including Chicago, where Mike and I started back in 1998, Mike?
98, yes. Yes, it was.
All right, before we get that, I want to play this for people who didn't get a chance to see, because I got emotional. I'm going to get emotional again. Are you okay now? I want to make sure you're all right.
Dude, I can't even believe I hooked up to Zoom without anybody's help. I don't even know if I'm on air or what I'm doing right now.
You look like you're like on half on the screen.
Yeah, we can see half your face.
Are you like are you low key faded as
Ezekiel
as
Elliott?
As Ezekiel Elliott said on his Twitch stream and on his video when he was playing a video game and forgot to shut it off. I'm low key faded, bro. I'm low, bro.
Dude, I don't even know what I'm doing. I see half my face. What the hell? Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Where's your wife to help you out? Where's the rest of your family abandoned you after your last show today?
Dude, everybody is either in the pool or hung out, passed out somewhere.
No, Mike said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come on at 3:20 because then he was off the air at 10.
Right.
And he says, I'm going to be
happy
wasted.
Hour started.
Yeah,
right?
It's a big celebration day. It's a mixed emotion day because it's the end of that unbelievable run, Mike. But I want to play this. So grab yourself a cocktail. We're going to pour some out. We're going to not pour one out for you because you haven't died. And even if you did, Mike, we couldn't have a funeral for you. So that's unfortunate.
True.
But let's play the final couple of minutes of the show today. You got your whole family. Your wife posted the great picture, the still shot of when you guys were all there at the beginning when you moved from Arizona to Connecticut, and you all were on the ESPN Sports Center set, and then another picture of the whole family all grown up, Mike, and it was an emotional day, and we'll play the last couple of minutes when you say goodbye, and then your son, Mike Jr., just
made everybody cry.
Just destroyed the entire country, Mike. So sit back and relax. Have another cocktail. What are you drinking today, by the way, Mike, before we play this?
Moscow Mules, my friend.
Moscow Mules. Wait a minute.
Ginger beer.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to influence the outcome of the 2020 election by being a Russian asset, Mike? All right,
God, please don't go down that road.
Let's go. No, I'm joking. I heard Moscow Mule. That's the first thing. Not Moscow Mitch. He's not there, at least. Let's go to the tape. Let's go to the tape, Robin.
So again, this all started back in October 12th of 1998, 7,600, and I believe it's now 57 days ago. We figured out it's been over 4,500 shows through all of this, and there's been a lot of, obviously, people involved through those years as well. Like for Bruno, for me and Tony Bruno, Luis Cornetta was the producer there. And then for Mike and Mike, it was Pete Genesini, Justin Craig, Scotty Shapiro, Liam Chapman, Ray Necci, Drew Brooks, and Dan Stanzik. And then for Golic and Wingo, Stanzik came over and started doing that as well. And then Evan Wilner as well. So those were all the producers of the shows, let alone all the people behind the scenes of this as well.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got our whole staff here too as well. Allie, Jerry, Devin, Cliff, James, who's on the board with us today. I know Matt Lack. Jack's done stuff for us, all the researchers that we've had over the year, Brett, Riley, Gordo, Vic, who's done such great work for us lately as well. Over on the TV side, Rochi, who's an absolute legend in his own right on the TV side, Ronnie Smith, Timothy Brown, Austin Hatley, Josh Askins, Mike Morgese, Brittany Carnes, Josh Townsend, Adam Grigley, and Karen Enamorado. Everyone who's done such great work for us here on Golic and Wingo since this show started, and I really pray I'm not forgetting every names. We've been fortunate to have a lot involved in here. Oh, yeah, Shelby.
Lacey. Whoa.
Shelby Lacey.
Brady Bunch video.
Yes, I can say she helped my mom with the famed Brady Bunch video project there, including, you know, Justin, Pete G, everyone around there, Louise, who you mentioned and all that. We've got so many people around the department. Ray Necci, who helped out at the beginning over with us too at Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, he was one of the producers as well, as I mentioned. So there's been obviously a lot of people involved. It's never just the people you see on air. And that's true, and I think in anywhere, any business, it's the people behind the glass that and God knows all the researchers that helped me sound way smarter than I really am. So it's been a labor of love, certainly over all these years. And I really have been humbled over the amount of responses on social media. Again, this is something that wasn't around when I first started. There was the old fax machine with everybody out there going, what the hell? You know, and the old fax would fall behind the fax machine because of that rolled up fax paper. There was never any of that. And what came with social media was kind of instant gratification or instant, we hate you, you know, whatever you wanted, it was instant. So it's been really incredible hearing what people are saying and writing about growing up with the show. It's been a cool thing. And I think that's kind of what I wanted to portray over the years, was just I wanted to be that guy sitting at the bar where everybody just kind of hung out. You know, we all just kind of talk sports together. And I just happen to hang out at the bar with my family.
Most at the bar a long time.
Yeah. And a lot of
you have a problem.
A lot of times my kids were at the bar underage, which Sydney knows well about going into college days.
Allegedly.
But that was important to me to have my family be part of it. It's because it's the most important thing to me. So to be part of that show, of this show, and to have so many people be part of that and want to be part of that and share everything that they have. It's been very cool.
Yeah, and I think that's been the interesting part watching for all of us, is I know my mom's been a wreck throughout all of this, seeing the nice notes that everyone has sent and all that, and it's appreciated, but we joked and said it felt like a funeral and all this, and I realized, like, for us it's a little different and it's a little happier because even after we turn off the mics, you still get to be our dad. And I think that's the part that through all of it, I am my mom's son. That's the part that through all of it. And when we grew up, you know, it was such a big thing. And Mike and Mike became this big phenomenon. And there was so much that came along with that. And you always made sure that it was about us. And you always made sure that you were around for the stuff that we did. And we felt that, and we saw it, and it meant so, so much to grow up feeling like that you could do anything because you two made that possible, because we got to watch the way that you guys woke up every day and loved each other and loved us and supported all of our dreams through that. It's the reason Jake is a great husband right now. It's a reason Sydney's going to be a great wife and they're going to be great parents.
You're going to be a great husband too.
And come hell or high water with my mom, that is going to be the case too. But you always put that at the forefront. You stopped calling college football games when we got to high school because you wanted to be around and support us. And then to get to do this with you for the last 3 years is, it'll be the highlight of my professional life, my personal life. I love you so much. To get to do the thing I always wanted to do with the person I always wanted to be is such an insanely surreal thing. I will never forget it.
Well,
so thanks,
Dad. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. Thank all of you. Nobody going to jump in here and help, huh?
The interesting thing about this show has been we moved here from Arizona because it was our baby.
Yeah.
We never aspired to do anything more than the radio show. It was the pinnacle for us. It's meant everything to us. It's been a part of our family, and that's why this means so much to us.
This is why we did it, and this is why I did it for right here and what Mike just said. All the guests and all the people we mentioned, everybody was so important, but there's nobody as important than who is sitting right here on the set with you right now. Thank you all.
Wow.
Mike, obviously very emotional. Mike, are you okay now? I know that was a while, a couple hours ago. And
wow. You know, I hadn't heard it back yet. You know, it still gets me.
Well, everybody here in the studio is crying right now.
You know, and I remember your son when you guys moved from Arizona and they were all young and we were hanging out. And to see them all grown up and to have your children be around you and give you that kind of love, just like the audience that listened to you forever on ESPN Radio, and even in Arizona when you were out there with Mr. Jacobs out there, Bruce Jacobs, where you were doing the morning show and then moved to Connecticut from that. And I know, you know, it's an emotional day for you, and I really appreciate you coming on because I can understand. I would be drinking, and I believe you have been drinking, Mike, so that's good. But at least you're home.
Oh, I have been drinking.
You're home, at least,
no
right?
There's no doubt about that.
Did you do that from your home this morning, that whole set there?
Yeah, we've been in my basement probably since the pandemic started, the last 4 months. So it was kind of fitting that the last show ends up being in my basement, you know, with my. But you know, I really wouldn't have had it any other way. I mean, as Chris said, when we decided to move from Arizona, you know, we uprooted everybody. Mike was 9, Jake was 8, Sydney was 4, and I was going to come to. You know, you had been doing, obviously, ESPN Radio had been up and going for a while, but they never had a morning show. Now, coming to do the show with you put me in a little, definitely a little bit of ease because I knew you, you know, from our days in Philadelphia. So there was, that made it a little easier to say, okay, at least I know who I'm doing the show with. But, you know, I never expected it to all go where it went. But the one thing that holds true is everything that was said there at the end, you know, it was, we wanted to make our family involved. Our family was going to be part of it. We were going to give of ourselves and let kind of everybody into our lives. And they pretty much saw everything, the good and the bad. And I don't know if that was good or bad, but it's kind of the way we rolled.
Now, Mike, Harry has a question because we had Mitch Williams on and asked him about his mullet yesterday. And he finally revealed for the first time ever that he didn't wear the mullet because it was cool. He grew the mullet because he was called the Neck when he was in high school because he had a long neck and it kept his neck from looking real long. Now, you got the beard. And you got a little gray in there, Mike. Now, is that going to go? It's a salt and pepper thing.
It is staying. I there was two people I wanted. I've never grown a beard in my life. I tried a mustache one time. I walked out of the bathroom. My wife laughed at me, and so I went back in and shaved it off, and I never tried again. So during this pandemic, I grew the beard and let it go, and it turned out the way it did. And I was very happy with the look, quite honestly. There's two looks I was going for. Right now, it's the Dos Equis man. So I'd like to replace the Dos Equis man and do beer commercials because I drink beer, I like beer, and I'd like to try and sell your beer. And then
wait a minute, he has a response to you, Mike. Hang on.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Exactly right. Can you do a stay first thirsty, my friend, for me?
Oh, man, I would love to do that. And then at some point, my hair will go white. My beard will go white. I want to get me a walking stick and a robe, and I want to be Moses. So that's my end game.
Moses. I was admiring the beard, and it's a great color scheme you got going.
And you look like you're laying in bed. Now, where are you in a bed? Is that your headboard behind you? What is that?
Dude, I am laying in bed, yes. I got up from bed to get the iPad. I'm going, oh, my God, I got to be on Tony. I got your text. I'm like, I pray to God I didn't fall asleep through this thing. I got your test. I got to go get my iPad so I can be on with Tony.
So you're holding it up as you're laying in bed so we can see. He's holding it up like people do, you know.
A selfie stick.
Yeah, it's not a selfie stick, though. Is it a phone or is it a tablet?
Oh, no, this is one of those large iPads. I am about right now, and I apologize, as unprofessional as I could be right now because I have so much alcohol and cake in me at this point. So I'm doing all I can to hold this as steady as I can.
Well, Mike, how much are you looking forward to being able to sleep in now on Monday morning?
You know, that's going to be the weird thing is, you know, it's not going to be so much Monday. I think next week is, or the next few weeks are going to just feel like I'm on vacation or something. It probably won't feel real until I think August 17th starts the new radio lineup when I actually hear somebody else, you know, doing the show in the slot that I've had for 22 years. What's going to be weird to me is now I don't have to set an alarm. I'll be interested to know the first time I don't move around in bed at 4:15 or 4:30, the normal time I get up, when I actually just sleep through that all the way till God forbid, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock and actually know what it's like to sleep in.
Yeah, now doing the afternoon show for the first time in a while, you know, I get to sleep in, but I go to bed late. See, I go to bed at 1 or 2, and then I get up at 9, and then I start the day again, getting ready for the show from 3 to 6. So I always thought 3 to 6 would be easier because, you know, you can do stuff in the day. But I'm down here working all the time in the basement, too, and you can't even go out, Mike. It's an outrage.
Well, that's what I wondered because, you know, as you said on the lead-in, I'm not retiring. I'm going to do college football because I still am with ESPN contractually until the end of the year. So after that, after the year is over, I'm going to do something. I don't want to retire, so I'll hopefully keep calling games. Maybe I'll do more radio somewhere. I don't know. I'll be out somewhere. So I'm still going to have to get up at some point. And I guess I can ask you, I wonder if I do an afternoon somewhere, is it as intrusive as a morning show? Because I get up early in the morning, but I'm also done early in the morning. So I have the rest of the day. I wonder if the afternoon is like, oh, wait a minute, man. I want to go golf or something. I got to go do this show.
Well, right. Harry got it mastered because Harry does play golf, and then he drives all the way to South Philly from King of Prussia, or actually a Conshohocken area, and so he can do it. See, I didn't have a problem getting up early and doing a show, but you're right. At 10 o'clock, you're done, and then you can go out and do stuff
I would prefer
in the
that.
Afternoon.
I would prefer that.
I agree.
That.
I think the morning show, as hard as it is to get up and be ready, at least you know what happened. You get on, you're talking about what happened the night before. When you do an afternoon show, you're thinking, okay, the only good thing about the afternoon show is, for example, if you're going to a sporting event, which we can't this year, and you're done at 6, then you can run over to the ballpark, or you can run over to a hockey game or a basketball game, and you know we're close to the sports facility here in Philly. So that's an advantage from that perspective. But I agree because you can't really get a lot of things done in the morning. Like we work around the house all the time and you're still like, wow, I got to go down and start getting ready for a show.
Right. There's always that specter of I got to get ready for the show hanging over you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you can look at it two ways. I love doing the morning shows because I knew once I was up and I get up and I'm instantly up. I don't need to, you know, well, I need an hour to get ready. I get up and I'm boom, I'm ready to go. Even now when I get up at 9 a.m., I'm ready to go. Give me the coffee. Let's do it. And I prepare 6 hours, Mike, for a 3-hour show. People think I'm mailing it in at this juncture of my career. But no, the dope that I am, I got to get ready. It's an outrage, Mike.
I really did enjoy the morning. Now, I never had anything to compare to. But what it gave me, especially, as I said, my kids were young when I got here. I was able to go to their school and be kind of the lunch dad. I was able to coach them after school when they were young playing sports. So I was able to do all those things. And the morning show, you kind of get to talk about all the sports the night before first. I'm like the first one out of the gate to get to talk about it all. So while it was, you know, listen, 4:15 came around and I popped out the F word every single morning when I had to get up that early. But let me tell you, when 10 o'clock rolled around, I'm like, okay, this ain't too bad anymore. I kind of dig this.
Mike Golic. So now I see, I'm liking the beard. I'm liking the mixture there because the underneath of your chin area is still dark.
Kind of dark, yeah.
And there are guys who dye it to do that. Like they have a full gray and then they'll do some. I'm thinking about maybe doing that because mine is gray and then just doing some like black stripes or something. You know what I'm saying?
Like no, just for men gel
it? Don't do that. No, don't do that.
No. Do something, you know,
no,
weird.
I'll mock you. I will mock you.
Michael, you don't even have a drink in your hand. How can you have it? Meanwhile, that's the quietest house I've ever seen. You had 100 people on the set. Your entire family's there, all the crew, and you're, like, sitting there laying in bed, chilling like a villain, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I walked downstairs to get my iPad. Mike was down there, passed out on the couch. Everybody else, God love them, they all made it. They're down by the pool with all the dogs. People are swimming in the pool, running around the pool. And I looked out there, I smiled, I said, God love them all, and I came back up to bed.
Wow. How long will that party go? It's a Friday night, Mike.
Hey, listen, we're crazy. It's going to go to at least, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning?
No, tonight.
Now, will Governor Lamont, Ned Lamont, send people over to your house to shut you down after if you go to, like, after 9 or 10 o'clock at night?
No, we are a crew that has all been together through the pandemic. So we can be together. We have not come in from another state and have to quarantine for 14 days. And if we do, we're good because we have a lot of alcohol here, a pool, and cake. So we're fine.
The great Mike Golic joining us after his. So is this your first appearance after your final show?
Yes.
See, I touted it as such, and I was hoping you didn't say, no, I already did five other shows before I came on with you, but you said you were going to come on today, and we really appreciate it, Mike. It's been a lot of fun. And so now you mentioned college football. What are your thoughts on whether or not? Because we saw the ACC, and then we saw the SEC, and they're all making their plans, and now they're going to push it to, like, late September, September 26th, I think the SEC is going to start. And now you got Notre Dame, your alma mater, in the ACC. People want to know about that, wow. Mike.
Well, I mean, listen, first off, I just hope there's games. But everybody who thought, oh, these Power Fives are going to all get together and do the same thing, I thought, no, they're not. There's too big of egos. These guys can't get together and figure things out together. They're all going to do it separately, and that's exactly what they've done. Pac-12 and Big Ten are going just conference. They did it first. ACC decided conference plus one. And now, as you mentioned, the SEC, all conference. Now, the ACC starting September 12th. SEC starting September 26th, but they all are on different schedules here. And listen, for me, I just hope the schedules go. I just hope there are games. We all know from a sports how it normally rolls. It's a throwaway this year. If we can get seasons to finish and crown champions, great. I'm happy for the players and all that, but we just want sports, and we hope we don't get another shutdown. We already see baseball, what's going on there, the Marlins shutting down. We just had the Phillies have an issue. Now, they're over the weekend. Their series is postponed as well. So that scares me for football, because you can't put football in a bubble. There's just too many people. College football scares me. NFL scares me about where it's all going to go. But I just hope it goes. I hope we make it through the year somehow, some way. If a vaccine is needed I'm sure it's needed. Whatever's needed to get us back to as normal as possible. From our point of view of talking sports and living in the world of sports, I can't wait. If we can get to next year and be back to norm, I will be so happy. But let's just appreciate anything we can get this year. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. That's what Harry and I have been positive. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people, like, it's not that they're rooting for sports to shut down, but it's almost like there's the scare tactics of, I don't know, man, I don't know. Why are we doing this? Why should we, you know, and these aren't even doctors. These are just talking heads on radio and TV.
You try and do it until, and I've always believed in, because, I mean, my God, turn on a station and you hear a different thing. You turn on another station, you hear another different thing. We all know that. But the one thing I think we do know is the virus is going to control a lot of this, mm-hmm. of where the breakouts are. So we just do the best we can. We try the best we can. And if there's a breakout, unfortunately, we have to deal with it. And if we have to shut back down, then we have to shut back down. But whatever people feel we need to do to mitigate this or to stop it is what we need to do. And I know, to me, it just gets crazy, the different sides fighting. It blows my mind. I mean, this is a national thing. Everybody's getting sick, and a lot of people are dying, and it's happening to the whole nation. Yet, my God, it's just a shame that we're so split about it on how we go about it. Because you're right. I mean, I don't think people are wishing we don't get sports, but going nuts on saying be careful. Yeah, you do have to be careful, but there's no problem with having a plan, trying to proceed with the plan, and if it works, great. And if we get another breakout and we have to change the plan, then so be it. That's what we do.
Now, will you be doing the games, if there are games, from a studio in Connecticut, or do you think you could be traveling by then?
I just got a text from the college football higher-ups at ESPN. The first thing they said was, enjoy your weekend. So they know the state I'm in. So they didn't want to talk business. And they said, we'll get a hold of you next week and start talking about it. So at this point, I truly don't know. I mean, we're already seeing baseball, you know, on ESPN. They're calling it from the studios in Bristol. Mm-hmm. So I would probably just think, I'm going to prepare myself to have to call it from a studio, which I've done before, and it would be icing on the cake if everything went well enough where I'd be able to go on site and go to the college and call the game. I would love to be able to do that.
I'm really shocked, Mike, that after your final show, you didn't have to go into a meeting with all the suits for a couple of hours and break down the last 22 years and see what you did right and did wrong.
Well, they may have wanted me to, but I sure as hell wasn't going.
Now, Mike, we mentioned the baseball and the football thing, and now you got guys. I don't even want to get into that. It's not important right now. I just want you to enjoy the weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? By the way, Harry wants to know, and I know you play golf, and one of the traditions on this show is that every time we have a guest on, Harry always wants to know, you know, where they play golf. And all the guests that I know, you know, whether PJ Carlissimo, you know, is at two major golf courses, no matter who it is, I always ask the guest, hey, you have a club nearby? Because, you know, Harry may want to come
PJ was up. Olympic club and Baltusrol.
Yeah, he had Baltusrol and the Olympic club.
Right.
So I know you're a muckety-muck up there. Are you a member at any of the elite clubs up there in the Connecticut area?
Dude, if you want to come to Farmington Country Club, you're more than welcome. I don't belong to one of these fancy big-time country clubs. I am actually just starting to get into golf. Really, it started last summer. So I'm really – I used to play five times a year. I used to be drunk by the third hole, and I shot 95 drunk or sober. But I'm starting to take it a little more serious now. Not that I get mad on a bad shot, but I'm trying to get more consistent and enjoy myself a little more out there and just be a better player. So that's kind of where I am. But I belong to a local country club. That's really about it. I don't belong to a lot of them around the country. Hell, I don't want to spend my money that way just yet. Maybe if I become a better golfer, I will, but not just yet.
Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, no, there he is.
There it is. Did you just drop the iPad?
No, I hit a wrong button. My hands were cramping holding this. And
now, Mike, what does it say on that shirt? Because I couldn't see it on the set. It says... What does it say on there?
It says, a true pro, Mike Golic, and the pro, the O and the pro is a donut. And Homage that made them, they made a bunch of T-shirts, and they put up a website, and they sold them, and we're sending a percentage of that to the homeless center in South Bend, Indiana. They were really nice enough to do that.
Awesome. Yeah,
that
I heard your
awesome.
Son, Mike Jr., talking about that. So you could buy those shirts online?
Yeah, I have no idea where Mike gave the website. I never knew the website. That's how well prepared I am. Tony, as you can tell, my show ended. I don't give a damn anymore.
No, I hear you, Mike. I don't blame you, man. You know, we're going to start drinking in your name.
Right.
So that when we'll celebrate the show in your name, Mike. We will have the Tito's vodka pouring here. I got the cranberry.
I was going to say, it's Friday. You're getting close to it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we do it every Friday,
every
Mike.
Every week.
We couldn't do it when we were working together because nobody's drinking at 5 in the morning. You know, well, some
know.
People are. Well,
some people might. Mike, actually, there was a really funny comment in the Twitch stream a little while ago that was saying, wouldn't it be epic if Golic, like, passed out during the interview and we got to see it happen?
Or no, while we were playing the tape of the show, we come back to you and you were like snoring, Mike. That's what a lot of people were wondering. Would you still be awake during the bit?
It about an hour ago would have been touch and go. Let me tell you that right now.
Well, Mike, you know I love you, man. You're one of my favorite, not just athletes, but people and guys that I've worked with in the business. Your success is well earned, my friend. And people are saying if you want to throw anybody under the bus, he can't yet because he still works for ESPN until the end of the year. But, Mike, if you ever want to come down here and be on the couch and be our new couch guy and come down and do some shows, you're always welcome, brother.
But one more thing.
I like that a lot, man. I kind of like the deal of being out of the studio now and being in, like, a home studio. I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely. Well, Tony has admitted over the years that there's only two things that he's regretted not doing job-wise. One was not taking the position for the morning show in San Francisco. The second one was being impatient with ESPN and leaving the morning show with you. And
I miss Tony. Listen, I had said if Tony and I stayed together, I think we'd have been together a long time. We had known each other since Philadelphia. We meshed very well. I know radio a lot is about chemistry, and we definitely had the chemistry. I was the most bummed when Tony left. I'd been there not even a year, and all of a sudden Tony was going to leave, and I was like, well, obviously it's his choice, but I was like, damn, that's a bummer. I was bummed at that as well, but obviously, listen, you've been in this business a hell of a lot longer than I have and been incredibly successful, so I knew whatever you did, you were going to be on your land on your feet somewhere.
Well, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. Again, congratulations. Say hi to Christine and all the kids, man. You deserve it. You deserve all the accolades and all the people around the Hall of Fame and all the stuff that's happened to your career, man. But if you ever want to come on down there and hang out, man.
Oh, that'd be great.
I may even, like, have Harry take a day off.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
He'd go out and play golf. Yeah. I'm not giving him any slack here. Harry will be down here. We'll do Harry, Tony, and Mike.
That would be great.
In the basement. You know what I'm saying?
I like that, man. I'll go golf with Harry, and then I'll drink with you.
Exactly. There you go.
No, I'll come out and golf and drink with you, and Harry will take it seriously, and we'll just have fun.
That sounds good to me, man.
Mike Golic, everybody. Put your hands together the great Mike Golic. Thank you, Mike. God bless you, man. There he is. I mean, there's so many people in that situation who would say, screw that. I'm partying,
right,
man.
Right.
I got a pool. I got people out back in
my
house.
I'm on my fifth Moscow Mule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got the actual cups.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You got to have the copper coffee cup they look like, right?
Sure.
Moscow Mule cup. Can you drink a Moscow Mule like out of a red Solo cup?
No.
You can't do that, right?
Can't do it. It's against the rules.
It has to be copper,
yes.
Right? Or it doesn't taste as good?
Well, metal. At least it has to be
copper.
Metal. Copper better,
yeah,
but yeah.
Got to be copper. Come on, Rob. Not Tommy Copper.
I think there's
copper.
A certain reaction,
yes.
And there's a taste.
I think there is.
Different.
But yeah, regular metal or Solo cup, that's Bobo. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Unless you're this show. Anyway, we're coming right back. Thanks again to Mike Golic. 215-462-TONY is the number to call in. The Strapper line, 856-818-4045. We're on a fun Friday. Andrew Siciliano, another one of my partners, next hour from the NFL Network. So stick around.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
As Brian in Bridgeport says on the Twitch stream, Harry, if I'm going to comment on the Twitch stream, Let me comment drunk, at least. You know what I'm saying?
I hear
Tony's
you.
Actually wearing the shirt the that shirt is available on the Tony Bruno Show, which says...
It still holds up to this day.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt.
And it holds up well after a couple washings.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk, at least.
I have it right here.
Here's die, let us die drunk, at least.
That's the woman who said it.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk, at least.
At least.
And there are all sorts of shirts available on the TonyBrunoShow.com shop, so check it out.
Including the newest one is card-carrying strapper. And who wouldn't want to be wearing that going down to the beach this weekend, wherever you may be?
Yeah.
Let's go to Larry in Port Richmond, who's on the line. Larry, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Sunday starts again. Hockey, I can't wait. Fast skating. Yep, fast skating, hard hitting, snot rockets, and a spitless whistle with three exciting tones.
Yeah, and I see the NBA yesterday talking about worrying. They were giving the referees whistles with covers over them to cover the spit. Why couldn't the NBA, which has billions of dollars, not get the same whistle which the NHL is using, which other sports leagues are using? That Fox 41, which has nothing to do with Fox for people who don't know, it's a whistle that's handheld. And it's the same thing. It makes the same noise so the players will hear it. So they don't have to put anything in their mouths. But the NBA is still using regular whistles, but they put a protective covering over it. What the hell's that going to do?
Well, you know, they probably couldn't get any out of China, so they figured they'd just throw a cover over it.
From where?
China.
These are made in the U.S.
Yeah, well, see, that's
why.
Yeah,
but he's saying that the NBA's got ties to China.
China,
so
I understand.
They probably use the covers.
Chinese whistles, they throw, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of worried because Alain Vigneault was rolling four lines the whole season, and the other teams, as the season went on, were getting tired and injured. A lot of teams only have two, maybe three top lines. Well, this guy was rolling four. Now everybody's healthy again, and I'm telling you, I watch a few of those games. Tampa looks really good, really fast.
They're excellent.
I watched them destroy Florida 5-0, and they were fast. And they didn't have Stamkos, they didn't have Hedman in the lineup. But, you know, I just hope that this four-line thing works for them. But I'm just worried about all these superstars who were, like, wearing out by the end of the season. And the Flyers are wearing out teams with the four-line rolling.
No, if you can roll out four lines and keep the guys fresh, the boys fresh up there, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I told you, the games I saw the other day before they actually start again tomorrow, for real, they've looked pretty good. I mean, it doesn't – you know, we know that the NFL week one, if they play the game, it's going to be sloppy. There's not going to be any preseason. These guys won't have any contact. They won't be able to play against other teams. No exhibitions. And so you know, everybody knows this. The players know it. The coaches know it. NFL week one will be an absolute bleep show, as you know, Harry.
The Flyers are the sixth choice, according to the odds, to win the Stanley Cup from our buddy Jimmy Shapiro. They're 10-1 behind Boston, Colorado, the Blues, the Lightning, and the Vegas Golden Knights.
There you have it. By the way, the ratings are out for the NBA reboot last night. Two great games. Clippers-Lakers, 3.4 million on TNT. Both games are on TNT. The Pelicans-Jazz, 2.1 million. Mm. Last week on ESPN, when baseball returned, Yankees-Nationals, 4 million people watched that. Dodgers-Giants, 2.8. So baseball games outrating the two NBA games with four good teams matching up last night. What does that say? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, the baseball game represented the return of major sports.
Exactly.
You know.
And we'll see, and we'll keep an eye on it. Not making an opinion on it. I'm just giving you the facts, Jack. That's what we do. Stick around. Siciliano coming up.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.